This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The avant-garde theater troupe Thrill Peddlers has been shocking, titillating, and yes, thrilling audiences in the San Francisco theater The Hypnodrome since 2004. They specialize in reviving audacious theatrical styles like the Grand Guignol, a turn-of-the-century French blend of horror and sex farce, and Andy Warhol-era Theater of the Ridiculous. But now, 13 years later, their building is being sold. Thrill Peddlers must vacate the premises by the end of the month. Founder and director Russell Blackwood sat down with KALW's Jen Chien to reflect on the group's time at the Hypnodrome and talk about what's next.
So sadly, eviction from your beloved theater, the Hypnodrome, is looming. But unlike some other stories about arts organizations that have been losing their homes recently in the Bay, this is not a story of some evil landlord kicking you out for no reason or out of nowhere. Can you talk a bit about the history of you being in the space, how you came to be there, and how you were able to stay for so long?
In 2004, my husband Jim, who's a mailman down in Los Gatos, was on the first day of a new mail route. And he walked down this long drive and through the front gates of this incredible estate called La Estancia, with a giant koi pond and a beautiful house that had been revamped Spanish mission style, though the house itself was built in the 1880s. And right off the bat, he met the gentleman, one of the gentlemen who lives there. And he was wearing a Thrill Peddlers t-shirt, which is a devil skull creature with the logo Sissy Stay Home on it. And immediately, this gentleman, Larry, asked Jim about the shirt. Jim said, oh, yes, it's the theater company that my husband and I have, and we've produced several shows at the Exit Theater and at the Odeon. But I tell you, renting space is a hard way to go running a theater. And then and there, he said, oh, I have a warehouse in San Francisco that you could do plays in. And lo and behold, by the next Shocktoberfest, 4 months later, 5 months later, we were producing in that space. Now, the offer was for 2 years, though I got to say, in the second year, Larry said, well, with my luck, you guys will be here 10 years. And lo and behold, we were able to be there for 13.
And meaning, with my luck, he had plans to sell the building even back then.
Exactly right.
But it just didn't happen until now.
Exactly right. And I think probably he was watching the real estate market, but doing an awful lot of allowing, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And so to have had 13 years here was a real gift.
And did he come to shows?
Oh, yes, many times for sure. He and his partner, David, both.
Excellent. Sorry, I interrupted you. You were going to say something else? Okay. Well, how are you feeling then about the move out? It's not a complete surprise. Is it something that you've had contingency plans for in the back of your mind, or is it just something that you haven't thought about and you've just been producing each show as it comes?
Always producing each show as it comes, and always with it in the back of my mind that this could be the last one, which is an interesting set of given circumstances to make theater in, and not necessarily a negative one.
Can you elaborate on that? How is it not negative?
Well, in that I continued to embrace the specialness of the group of people that came together to do it and the opportunity really to do it at all with the kind of support of having your own place.
It sounds really like an enlightened response to me, that the sense of uncertainty would actually engender in you gratitude and not anxiety.
It hasn't always been so.
It hasn't always lacked anxiety. I'd like to read a quote from you. This is from an article I found from a few years ago. You said, Thrill Peddlers is a multi-generational freak theater. Man, that makes me proud. Your company is in the lineage of this freaky, glittery, deviant behavior, quote unquote, San Francisco performance tradition. Do you feel like it's a sign of the times that you're losing your space now? And what place do you think this kind of freakiness still has in San Francisco?
It's definitely not a misnomer to say that Thrill Peddlers is multi-generational. One of the programs that you and I haven't talked about yet that also has 10 years of summers behind it is our Creepshow Camp, which is a classic horror camp for kids 8 through 15. So working with kids as young as grade school, and albeit not necessarily in our adult productions, and then folks primarily from the Cockettes, who are in this late 60s, early 70s age range, it really is a place where we're all coming together. And I think that no matter the age, the term freak is something that many of us do embrace. So it's outsider art, without a doubt. Is that kind of art being threatened in the Bay Area? Yes, profoundly.
How do you feel about that as a purveyor of that kind of art?
San Francisco, I think, has always been a boom town. And to think that it's going to stay in the spirit of the Gold Rush or the spirit of the peace movement of the 60s or gay liberation or tech, to think that that's going to last forever is wrongheaded. It's not the spirit of the area. It's changeable. And we need to be at peace with that and do what we can to keep our voices as freaks strong.